When we risk our lives to run after Christ, we discover the safety that is found only in His sovereignty, the security that is found only in His love, and the satisfaction that is found only in His presence. Radical, David Platt. A few miles across town stands a church with one of those big signs that showcases inspiring or condemning blurbs via clipped-on plastic letters. In regular rotation is the ominous, "God is always watching." And though it might be intended in a "you're never alone" sentiment, I always read it with a rumble of dread, glancing over my shoulder and warily checking the sky. I assume these blanket statements, entirely divorced from all context, do not compel sinners through the church doors, much less to the saving grace of Jesus. I'm confident we can do better than this, but it's only the first paragraph of my story, and already I digress. A perkier line in the church's message rotation is, "God is all we need." I can't argue with this one, but I sure want to. The bare naked reality is that I haven't experienced a single moment in my life where all I had was God. I came close, though, a night a few years back when I was alone in my hotel room in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. I was part of a group of influencers doing PR for Mocha Club and Fashion Able, two gutsy, forward-thinking nonprofit groups that work to fight poverty throughout 12 countries in Africa. My team had been carefully curated to include impossibly cool and savvy women whose effortless style was in no way dulled by third-world surroundings. Aside from my travel mate's exceptional kindness and unflappable fashion sense, several were also legitimately famous. Meanwhile, I had packed for comfort and didn't own a smartphone. The day before, when one of them asked to see a picture of my family, I had pulled actual paper snapshots from my wallet and passed them around the table to the sound of polite crickets. Never had I been so certain about the full scope of my social inadequacies. I felt ill, and I didn't know yet that actual vomiting was closing in on my horizon. That night, as I sat in my hotel room, separated by entire continents from the comfort of my home and my people, I was green at the gills and feeling like the only high schooler still wearing a training bra. Everything in me wanted to run to my husband, Corey, or to the solace of my parents. Heck, the persistently friendly produce guy from Kroger would have been useful in the pinch I was in. I needed a real person, someone with skin, who knew things about me and loved me anyway, or at the very least remembered how I prefer my watermelons. Any one of them would have helped. But time zones worked against me, and I found myself entirely alone in the throes of a personal mini breakdown. My only plan for survival was to endure the night by escaping into sleep, just as I had endured countless family road trips throughout my adolescence. Though my strategy may have worked with a 15-hour midwinter trip back in 1992, on this night, it proved wholly impossible. Somewhere between the hours of 3 and 4 a.m., it struck me that God was all I had, and He would have to be enough, just as He'd always promised. That it took me so long to acknowledge this truth speaks to my spiritual condition in a way that we simply do not have time to explore. He got me through that night.